This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Former EPA Regional Director Dennis McLaren will sit on the Puget Sound Leadership Council after a no decision by a Senate committee. Save Family Farming's Gerald Barron says while the governor's appointment is disappointing, the Senate's decision to do nothing could leave a potential out.
I think it's, you know, entirely possible that if Mr. McLaren holds true to form as he did in the EPA, that a confirmation hearing may be called at a later time. If my understanding of that is correct, it could be helpful in ensuring that his actions on the Puget Sound Partnership Leadership Council will not be antagonistic toward farmers as his actions within the EPA certainly have been.
Barron says given McLaren's history, they will be watching how things unfold very closely.
The important thing is that the Puget Sound Partnership action agenda states very clearly the importance of maintaining viable farms and farmland as a key component of environmental protection for Puget Sound. And that's what we're concerned about. If they back off because of this appointment of the Leadership Council on any actions to maintain that viability, we're going to be very, very concerned and we're going to be very loud about it.
Barron says he believes leaders at the Puget Sound Partnership understand they will be under greater scrutiny by farmers and will try and work with them to reach decisions that are beneficial for both.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.